Praise God and good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and today's motivation topic is, it's impossible if you believe it is. It's impossible if you believe it is. Our word for today is going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. And while you go ahead and get your Bible, I want to welcome all of our callers this morning. We host Morning Motivation daily, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. And it's 15 minutes of fired up praise, word, and prayer to get your day started off right. So we don't want you to just feed your natural body, but we also want to make sure that we feed our souls. So as you get that word ready, I also remind you that during the last 100 days of this year, we are working our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we're counting down to 2017 in establishing our most fruitful year. Every day of the Morning Motivation for the rest of this year will also focus on the Remove All Clutter Challenge topic. You can see more about that, read the other days, and catch up with us on our website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, F-I-R-E.com. By this time, you ought to have your words ready. And let's get ready and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I'm reading from the KJV. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And our topic that we're going to take and discuss with that, as we eat the breakfast of the Lord's word, is it's impossible if you believe it is. Now, let's start with a little analogy of this. I think all of you know this story that I'm about to tell you. Alice ran so fast, trying to get away, that she eventually fell into a hole. Her entire person, her body, shrunk until she was just a miniature replica of what she had perceived herself to be. She landed at the bottom of that hole and she was perplexed. A well-dressed rabbit ran by. He had a clock in his hand. You see, he was late. I'm late for a very important date. Where am I? What happened? How did I get here? How could a whole world exist that I ever even knew about? These are the questions that were running through Alice's mind. This is impossible, she said. And then a voice replied, only if you believe it is. That was the Mad Hatter. Now, what's interesting there is that Alice's situation is so similar to ours, because God has impossible in store for us. He has overcoming impossibility in store for us. He has making the impossible possible right in his hands that he desires to give to us, to bequeath unto us, to devise unto us as part of the legacy of being his children. But just like Alice, it is bewildering for us to conceptualize that there is something else out there more than what we have imagined or existed within. So we are or have been sometimes running And in doing so, we've fallen into a hole. But the reality is that the hole was the entryway to losing ourselves and falling into a brand new world. But we still lie there perplexed. What happened? How can I work here? What is going on here? And then we say, this is impossible. Only if you believe it is, God replies. You see, as believers, and even for those of you on the call who may not yet be a Christian or a believer, we have to realize that God created the end before the beginning. He did not just order our steps on this morning, Tuesday, November 15th, when we awakened. God did not just create your universe when you stopped your alarm clock this morning or when you silenced your phone. God did not just decide on this morning what would happen to evangelist Rossi Williams or to John Doe or to Susie Q. Public. God had already, before the foundation of the world, laid out your purpose and your destiny. The issue is not or whether or not it existed before today. The issue is whether or not you realize before today that God has impossibility in store for you. And you have to think about that, because that means that he has the ability to grant to us those things wherein we cannot grant into ourselves. He has the sovereignty to call into being for us those manifestations of our faith that we could not, no matter how hard we work, bring into natural fruition of our own volition. So when God has impossibility in store for us, it means that he has now made possibility come into being. Because every hindrance, every obstacle, everything that was blocking our path, God has resolved it. And I mean, this is such good breakfast this morning. I mean, we're eating eggs, biscuits, bacon and toast, hash browns, grits if you like them, whatever it is that you like. We're eating this breakfast this morning because we're beginning to internalize that God is saying it's only impossible if you believe it to be so. That means the only hindrance that can prevent this impossibility from being able to be overcome so that God brings the impossible to possible is your own declaration. It's your own beliefs. It's the motion that you file wherein it contains what you assert to be true. So if you are saying it cannot be that the conflicts in my family can be resolved, then you're right. It cannot be. If you are saying that my self-esteem cannot be lifted, you're right. You'll remain in low self-esteem or a depressing mindset. If you are believing and declaring that God doesn't love me, I'm not worthy, there are no good things in store for me, that no husband is coming, no wife is coming, guess what? You're right. Because it's only impossible for impossible to become possible if you walk around believing that and saying that it is. Come on and praise God. This is some good word this morning, and I'm loving everybody being on the line with us on our morning motivation. Now, what I'm trying not to do is to just go into outright preaching a sermon, because as we go through this, this is some fired up praise. It's fired up word, and we're going to end it with a fired up prayer for you on today. It's just important that I teach this because it's not good enough to just preach a word and you feel good, but you walk out of your house still doubtful of God's ability to bring impossibility in your life in a possible way on this morning, because that's what God wants to do. Remember the scripture that we read in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, your heart has not even imagined the things that God has in store for those that love him. So that means that in all you've already seen with your eyes, you still haven't seen what God has in store for you. For everything that you've already heard, every language that you've heard it in, you still have not heard at this point all of the greatness that God has. You still have not heard the sound of a mighty rushing wind, of latter rain coming through when God does it. And that all that your heart has imagined, even if you've been on your bed at night crying tears and just trying to imagine the best that you could, it still is not enough to be able to conceptualize what God has in store for you. God desires to make the impossible possible for you, to open up unto you a whole new world, a whole new existence, entirely different blessings. He desires to exceed your expectations in every area of your life, not just spiritually. God is not just concerned about the spiritual matters within our lives, but even the very hairs of our head are numbered. He tells us, don't even worry about tomorrow. He has all of this under control. Yes. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him for that. Because remember, the lines are on mute. I can't hear you. None of the other callers can hear you. And right now, that breakfast ought to be good. Your godly soul ought to be getting filled up. I mean, you're eating that breakfast. You're drinking. This is 5-star because God is here. And God has the ability to make your impossible possible. So what do I want you to do today? What is today's task as we move through this? Today's task is to exhale. Come on, do that with me now. You know how you do when you know everything is okay. Exhale and actively trust God to do the necessary impossible things to bring you to a victorious finishing line. Now, let's go to the Lord in our prayer this morning. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we come believing even now that you have fortified and solidified this word, and that as we leave here this morning, you will make our impossible possible. You will remove every obstacle, and we claim it today in the name of Jesus, victory, that everywhere we tread, our impossible is going to become possible, and that our declaration, the words out of our mouth, will match that truth. In your name, Lord, amen. Remember, invite someone else to join in on the prayer call or the morning motivation. We're breaking chains every day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 5:30 Central. You can find out more about me, morning motivation, and our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Until then, it's only impossible if you believe it. Go get your blessings.